This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. I got my blood work back. You know, I'm a little bit too open about my personal history with you guys. And if not, oh, yeah, I'll get you up to speed. Okay, so my gynecologist ran a bunch of labs on me. Do you guys know what's been going on with me gynecological-wise? Do you guys know what's going on? Well, you're going to know. Okay, so I'm in my 40s. And I'll admit that. I know I've been pretending to be in my 20s, and I know I, you know, sound like I'm as young as can be, but I ain't. And so I didn't think I was going through the change, but I think I'm starting to go through the change. I know. I'm very scared. I am very scared because in my mind, I'm still 16. I still think farts are funny. I think that stuff is hilarious. And already I'm going to be of an age where I may not be able to have any more babies. Now, that's nice because then I don't have to worry about getting pregnant. But, my husband and I are married for 21 years. The last thing I'm worried about is getting pregnant. Yeah. Anyway, so I go to my doctor. I love my doctor. I love her. She's the most amazing doctor ever. And she, I'm not going to reveal her name because I don't want to embarrass her. There's not a lot of people that want to admit they're my doctor. You know? Because I'm out there, you know, and I talk about a lot of my issues. And they're like, well, why isn't your doctor? How come your doctor didn't recommend Botox or plastic surgery? So I don't want to put her on the defensive. So I'm not going to reveal who it is. But for those of you that live in my neck of the woods, Las Vegas, you pretty much know. Because I Facebook all the time when I'm at the gynecologist. And so, I'm at the age where I got to get my cholesterol checked. And I got to get my blood sugar checked. And I got to get my vitamin D checked. So, I do need a little work. So, let's talk about it. Okay, well, this looks nice. So far, everything seems to be in the normal range. Except, I think my estrogen's a little low. I think my testosterone's a little low. Kind of surprised because my voice is really high. My voice is really deep. So first, cholesterol, my total cholesterol is 143. My cholesterol should be way under 200. So my cholesterol 143, pretty damn good. We were just talking about good cholesterol. How much should our good cholesterol be? We don't want it below 40. We don't want it above 60. So mine's about 57. So not too shabby. My triglycerides are the fats in your blood. Those you could really lower with exercise. And I exercise about an hour and a half to 2 hours a day. So my triglycerides are down to 46. That's pretty surprising. And then my bad cholesterol, which we really want under 100, is about 73. So not too shabby. Some of you guys will be going, well, what about the ratio? Don't we have to do a ratio of cholesterol to HDL? Yeah, we want that ratio under 4. Mine's about 2.5, so that's pretty good. No, I like my chocolate. I think it's the exercise that gets the credit. I haven't eaten more vegetables. And I had a piece of fish the other day. So I'm trying to eat more fish. But you want your cholesterol HDL ratio under 4. Apparently the lab Quest is saying 5 for this number, but that's okay. It looks like they changed it. So sugar. We want our blood sugar under 100. So my blood sugar is 84. That's a good sign since I have diabetes on both sides of the family. I mean, we get smacked one side, one butt cheek versus the other butt cheek with both sides of the family. My kidneys look good. For a non-African American, I seem to have a good filtration rate. If I was African American, it would look good as well. And I like how the lab specifies a number if you're non-African American or for African American. I love that. Because you can't compare a black man or woman and the health, how healthy they are, by comparing them to labs that may be of a majority of people of a different ethnicity. And kidney function can be more vulnerable in the black population. So I love how the lab will specify, if you're African American, this is what we want your number to be. I think that's very good. My salts are good, my sodium, potassium, chloride, calcium, protein, albumin, globulin. I got a nice little juicy amount of globulin. You need these proteins for bodily function. That's pretty good. Now, my vitamin D, I've been taking a crap load of vitamin D. My vitamin D was low, and now my vitamin D is normal. We want your vitamin D in the 40s, 50s, 60s. We want it above 30. And honestly, I'd like your vitamin D above 40. And I've had to take 50,000 units once a week. Because I just don't go out into the sun because I don't want to get skin cancer. It's a problem. So my vitamin D is a little bit better, so that's good. My estrogen could be higher. I'm on estrogen, and apparently they have me. I could be in any of the phases, technically. I could still not be menopausal, but I'm telling you right now, I think I'm turning menopausal. I don't know. It just, I'm starting to look at younger men like they're babies. I'm starting to really dig older men. That's how I know I'm menopausal. When I want men who may not be able to father a child, it's probably when I'm turning menopausal. Then they have my hormones here, which I don't think you guys want to hear. But the testosterone is interesting. My total testosterone is 6. Now, I could have sworn that my testosterone was going to be, like, really high. I just have that deep, deep voice. Now, this is a different range. This goes from 2 to 45. And so we really want most men, you know, in the 40 range. I like the levels where you go up to 800. And so I like my guys being above 400 for that. So this looks like my testosterone is low. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is I'm wondering if my doctor is going to start giving me some testosterone. Now, for any of you that have seen my pictures, you guys know I'm pretty hairy. You know, and when you add testosterone to a woman, they may get a little bit more hairy. They may get a little bit more acne. Their sex drive goes up. Let me tell you right now, I do not need any adjustment to my sex drive. I got a very robust sex drive. So I'll let you know what my doctor does. But yeah, I got low testosterone. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, Jason, and Manny for working the dials today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we are being told that STDs are on the rise. Apparently, we got some new data from the CDC. And they're not only on a rise, they are on a rapid rise, setting a new record. This is the year 2018. And we have more STDs? The sexual revolution happened in the 60s. What the hell is going on? So, according to NBC News, we got new data from the CDC. There were 2.3 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis that were diagnosed in the U.S. This was data taken from the year 2017, surpassing a record set in 2016 by more than 200,000 cases. And keep in mind, these are cases that were diagnosed and not self-treated. There's probably even more. Experts say many factors have contributed to the rapid rise. Maybe it's less frequent condom use. Maybe it's dating apps like Tinder. According to Dr. Gail Bullen, director of the Division of STD Prevention of the CDC, we've seen steep and sustained increases over the last 5 years. Usually there are ebbs and flows. But the sustained increase is very concerning. She says we haven't seen anything like this for 2 decades. Do people not care? I'll say what I think. So in the past, the majority of syphilis infections were seen in gay men, bisexual men, and men who have other sex, and other men who have sex with men. That's according to Dr. Bullen. She said, more recently, however, there's been increases among heterosexual men and women, including pregnant women, which means we're starting to see these infections in their babies. They said Bolin and others suspect that newer drugs that have made HIV less lethal, as well as one that lowers the risk of being infected, could have contributed to the declines in condom use. It's true. You have many people out there going, well, I'm not going to die from HIV now. Or I can always take Zithromax. So why do I have to panic? I can enjoy the sex and take a pill. There was an Australian study that followed nearly 17,000 gay and bisexual men before and after a campaign to promote pre-exposure prophylaxis. That's that PrEP, Truvada, and the use of drugs that protect against HIV infection, and they found that condom use had fallen dramatically. Before the campaign, for the pre-exposure prophylaxis, the PrEP, 46% of the men were using condoms. Now, only 31%. They said, certainly we've known since life-saving HIV medications became available in the 2000s, things changed. Added to that was the very important advance of HIV prevention. But those tools don't prevent the STDs. Now we're seeing declining use of condoms, not just in gay and bisexual men, but also in heterosexuals. So when Truvada came out, which was a pre-exposure HIV drug, it was groundbreaking. Because people who had partners who were HIV positive could now be more free to love them. And probably one of the biggest gifts we could have had in the medical community. However, one concern I had with my patients, and I told my patients, is do not stop using condoms. Just because we have Truvada out there does not mean you could stop using condoms. You still have risks of other STDs. Plus, what if Truvada isn't 100%? And so I believe one news outlet asked me how I felt about Truvada, and I said, look, I love it. I think it's great. But it's a medication that is kind of high maintenance. One is you need to make sure somebody doesn't currently have HIV when you give it to them. Two, you have to keep screening them for liver disease and hepatitis. So you can't just give them a year's prescription, which a lot of people want. I can't tell you how many patients got mad because I'm like, but you need to come in, 3 months, actually, I think 6 weeks and then 3 months into it so we could check your liver enzymes. And people got mad about that until they realized, nope, that's what the HIV doctors are saying. That's what you have to do. And then you still have to use condoms. So where Truvada or these pre-exposure prophylaxis HIV medications come into play is if you have a partner that's known to have HIV and shedding, and you are having sex with them with a condom, this will give you some added protection and some very good added protection, but never 100%. So you still have to use condoms. You still have to act the same. You still have to do the exact same thing that you did before the Truvada. Unfortunately, some people said, okay, now I don't have to use a condom. See, I'm not a guy. I don't really get the whole I don't want to wear a condom thing. I mean, isn't that sex feels that much differently? Does it really impede certain sexual gratification? Because I'm just seeing more and more people are really bucking the use of condoms. So we're seeing gonorrhea rise. We're seeing chlamydia rise. Syphilis rise. We haven't even talked about herpes, hepatitis, HPV. CDC researchers said the gonorrhea diagnoses increased by 67% from 333,000 to 555,000 in just 5 years. The sharpest increase was in men, in whom cases nearly doubled, going from 169,000 cases to 322. Women, not as dramatic, rose about 18% over the same period. Now, we have a big problem with our gonorrhea cases because we have super gonorrhea. These are antibiotic-resistant strains. pretty nasty stuff. And gonorrhea could disseminate, affect other parts of the body. Syphilis diagnosis rose by 76% from 17,000 cases to 30,000 cases. I remember when I got married, me and my husband in L.A. had to get syphilis tests and HIV. I remember my mom and my dad became a citizen, he had to get a syphilis test. We did not want to spread syphilis. But boy, syphilis could affect the fetus, syphilis could affect your fertility, syphilis could affect your neurological system. It's bad stuff. They say 40% of fetuses born to mothers infected with syphilis will be stillborn or die after delivery. Now, we're able to fight syphilis because of penicillin, but I mean, why the heck are we having a century-old disease still around? Chlamydia, still rising. Chlamydia is the number one reported STD. It's not the most common STD, but it's the number one reported. The most common STD is HPV, human papillomavirus. CDC is recommending that sexually active people under the age of 25 get tested, even if they don't have symptoms. Because a lot of STDs are asymptomatic. You could have an STD and give it to somebody and not realize that you're giving it to somebody because you don't have symptoms. Again, why you need to wear condoms. You know, if you're about to have sex with somebody, you go, hi, do you have anything? And they go, well, no, they may not be lying to you. They may really not have anything. Now, Charlotte Gatos, a professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins, says most of these people are not getting tested. Oh, absolutely. How many of you want something like that in your medical chart? Now that medical charts are computerized, that could technically be there for life. You cheat on somebody, or you do something stupid one night, get drunk, have sex with somebody you don't know, you come down with an STD. That, now with electronic medical records, that's in history now. You can't hope that the medical records go away in 5 to 7 years. The average doctor, if it's electronic, they could keep it in their database. And people know this. People don't want to get diagnosed. Also, people can read online how to diagnose themselves and how to treat themselves. So Zithromax, or azithromycin, is the number one treatment we use for gonorrhea, for a variety of things. And so they could go online, and they could see, oh, wait a second, 1 gram of Zithromax. Well, a Z-pack is 250 milligram pills. They give me 5 pills. So why don't I take 4 of those pills? I could treat myself. I can't tell you how many times throughout my years people would call in asking for a Z-pack, or they'd come in asking for a Z-pack. And I'm like, what are your symptoms? What's going on? Well, I have bronchitis. So you examine them, and you're like, well, most bronchitis is viral. They're like, no, but it's not going away. They know exactly what to say. I'm going on day 10, so you give them a Z-Pack. Do they really have bronchitis? No. They're getting the Z-Pack so they could use it for an STD. So we are talking about some of these numbers being falsely low. These aren't even true numbers. These, what, 2.3 million cases? There are people treating themselves because they have access, or they could go down to Mexico, get Zithromax, and treat themselves. Then they don't have to have a history. And, you know, play devil's advocate. How many patients really want, you know, electronic records? So, scary stuff out there. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
On this episode of The World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks? That's right. KFC now has 4 different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of 4. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20. Wow, that sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC is finger-looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News.
Voters in Arizona, Florida, and Oklahoma will go to the polls today. In Oklahoma, it will finally be decided who the Republican nominee for governor will be in the state's runoff. Meanwhile, in Arizona, with Jeff Flake deciding not to run for re-election, three Republicans are battling it out. Representative Martha McSally, Dr. Kelly Ward, and former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. The Democratic frontrunner in that race is Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema. She holds a comfortable lead over her opponent. President Trump announced a tentative trade deal on Monday with Mexico. This would replace NAFTA, and the name NAFTA would even be gone. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson talks about why this is a good deal for the United States.
More jobs, more production in the United States, on autos especially. Labor and environmental standards are harmonized. That's good. They resolve some of the issues, the tough ones like the sunshine issue when the treaty expires.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that there is a sixth species of Ebola. Did you guys know about that? Did you know there were six? I was kind of a little confused about that. Yeah. I guess scientists discover a sixth species. I mean, I knew there were a couple. I didn't realize we were already up to five, such that six makes news. But they say scientists have discovered a previously unknown species of Ebola virus called Bombali virus. It's carried by at least two species of bats in Sierra Leone. This is the first Ebola virus species detected in an animal before having been detected in humans. They say researchers believe that the virus is capable of infecting humans. Not sure if it will cause the disease, but it could infect humans. So the Bombali virus joins the five already known Ebola virus species, the Zaire, the Bundibugyo virus, the Sudan virus, the Thai Forest virus, and the Reston virus. Of those five, all except the Reston virus are known to cause severe and often fatal disease in humans. So if the Bombali virus can be carried by bats, now we have another vector in which people could get Ebola. They say the most devastating Ebola outbreak in recent history was caused by the Zaire virus. Now, we talked about the Zaire virus because that lasted from 2013 to 2016. Affected Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. 28,000 people were infected. 11,325 people died. Now, during the current Ebola outbreak, that started in early August in the North Kivu province of the Democratic Republic of Congo. That was also caused by the Zaire virus. So the Zaire virus is the one that's been smoldering since the 70s. It was discovered back in 1976. And so previous research has made a strong case that bats are the primary reservoir species. But scientists have been unable to isolate and recover a complete Ebola virus genome from the bats until now. So they worked with the U.S. Agency for International Development's USAID Predict Ebola Host Project, collected biological samples from 535 animals in Sierra Leone, including kitty cats, doggies, rodents, and bats. And they tested them for the Ebola virus. And they say, if you want to prevent Ebola outbreaks, we got to know which species and hosts can shed the virus. And then they could target changes in behavior in those animals to protect people. So, like, for example, we know if a dog is rabid or a coyote is rabid because they act funny. They're mean, they're barking, they may be foaming at the mouth. Hard to tell if a bat is rabid because bats just come out of the blue anyway. But if somebody's kitty cat starts acting funny or dog starts acting funny, we could diagnose them, hopefully, and then get people away from them. So scientists found four bats that tested positive for Ebola. All the other animals were negative. Then, apparently, they captured these bats in three human dwellings within 12 miles from one another. That's where livestock and crops were being raised for local consumption. They say three of the bats were little free-tailed bats, and one was an Angolan free-tailed bat. I don't know what that means. I mean, is the tail, like, free, like, next to it? Is it, like, not attached? I don't get it. Free in medical terms, or is where it's not attached, like free-floating. Anyway, or maybe it doesn't have a tail. It's free from having a tail. So what does all this mean? Well, it means there's six species of Ebola. We may do a good job, you know, managing Ebola when it becomes apparent, but we are not doing a good job at preventing Ebola. So it's an issue. Now, we were talking about how some of the cases of Ebola are in parts of the country where there's a violent insurgent militia called the Allied Democratic Forces. So there's an outbreak that's been going on, and some people who are trying to give aid can't get there. Apparently, there are at least 20 armed rebel groups active in the area, and several of them have made a practice of kidnapping and killing humanitarian workers. So, unfortunately, we may be seeing a little uptick. We talked about this last week. The World Health Organization team was able to travel to Oicha to identify and start vaccinating nearly 100 people who had in contact with the infected person. But to get there, they need an armed escort of UN peacekeepers. It's not ideal, and there certainly is risk. So we need people now coming in with armed military personnel to get people in there to start fighting the Ebola. So pretty scary stuff. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Life Science is reporting that China will not share its samples of a deadly flu virus. No sharing? Do I really want this deadly flu virus? Do I really want them sharing? I don't know. But apparently, to protect people against the next flu pandemic, scientists need to know what flu strains are circulating and how they are changing. But they say efforts can be stymied if the countries don't want to share. Didn't we learn how to share back in preschool and kindergarten? Dolly, do you have a big sandwich And do you need to eat that whole sandwich? Yes, I'm hungry. Well, Johnny over here didn't get a sandwich. Too bad for him. No, why don't you share?
I don't want to share.
Share your sandwich with Johnny. Like, really? So I had to share my sandwich with Johnny. I didn't even like Johnny. Survival of the fittest. If he's got parents that don't feed him, I mean, not my fault. Anyway, I was a little ticked off little kid. Anyway, so they said the Chinese government appears to be withholding samples of the dangerous bird flu virus H7N9 from the United States. Well, I mean, we really make fun of the Chinese government and their products a lot. I mean, look what happened with that blood pressure medication. So I could see why they're ticked. We got to be nicer to China, people. We really do. They say for more than a year, China has not provided samples of H7N9 to the United States, despite persistent requests from officials and research institutions. Experts say samples of H7N9 are needed to develop vaccines against the virus and treatments for it. They say jeopardizing U.S. access to foreign pathogens and therapies to counter them undermines our nation's ability to protect against infections, which can spread globally within days. That's according to Dr. Michael Callahan, an infectious disease specialist. A new strain of H7N9 appeared in China back in 2013, and it has scared us because it causes infections in both humans and animals. And this virus is, I guess, concerning because if you are ill or you're at risk, whether you have HIV or you're immunocompromised or a transplant patient or diabetic, you could be pretty, pretty sick. Apparently, this virus on its own has a 40% fatality rate. The good news is this avian flu virus, this H7N9, does not appear to spread very easily between people. Usually, if a person got it, it's because they had contact with live poultry or visited markets where the birds were sold. Now, between 2016 and 2017, China saw a huge spike in human cases, about 766 cases. So U.S. scientists said, let's get on it. Okay? You know, we're cowboys. We're like, yee-haw, let's, you know, fix this. Well, you know, China's probably like, look, guys, we got this. It's our problem. We don't need your help. We got this. Plus, keep in mind, if China can develop the vaccine, they're the ones that get to sell it. Why have Americans beat them to the punch? So there's a little bit of economics involved here. This gets a little tricky. Whoever makes the vaccine first, it's going to probably make a crap load of money. The problem is we are nervous. This is a flu virus that has potential threat to humanity. What if the Chinese researchers don't figure this out? Do not get a timely vaccine. We could be in trouble. And these viruses, they seem to mutate very quickly. It may not be widespread now, but it could be in a year. So, yeah, this is where we Americans need to win on this one. 1-877-DUCK-DALLY.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Alright, this is going to get serious now, alright? And probably we're not going to be a lot very politically correct, but I think society may be doing things a little wrong, and one symptom of that is we have a 9-year-old boy who committed suicide because he came out at school. He thought he was gay. So he comes out at school. 9-year-old boy gets bullied. Ends up killing himself. Leah Peace of Denver told Fox 31 News that she found her son Jamel Miles dead in her home on Thursday. Months after her son told her that he was gay over the summer. He said, and he looked so scared when he told me. He was like, Mom, I'm gay. And I thought he was playing, so I looked back because I was driving, and he was all curled up so scared. And I said, I still love you. Pierce told the news station on Sunday. I believe her. Pierce said her son told her he wanted to tell his classmates because he went back to school because he was proud of himself. The mother also said her son told her he wanted to dress more femininely after coming out. And he goes, can I be honest with you? And I was like, sure. And he's like, I know you buy me boy stuff because I'm a boy, but I'd rather dress like a girl. On Thursday, just 4 days after he started the fourth grade at Joe Shoemaker Elementary School, he was dead. The Denver Police Department told the Washington Post that officers responded to a, quote, medical incident at the boy's home. So maybe he overdosed. They aren't giving us clear facts of what happened, unfortunately. The 9-year-old was transported to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Medical examiner ruled his death a suicide. How does a 9-year-old know what the definition is of gay? Dressing like a girl or wanting to dress like a girl does not mean you're homosexual. We have a definition issue here. And how does a 9-year-old kid know how to kill himself? Something's really wrong. If this kid wanted to be a girl, there are lots of things we could have done for that, but why did he feel he needed to tell the school? Why did he feel he was proud of himself? Is somebody charging these students? Is somebody empowering these young kids before they mentally grasp these concepts? The child may have been gay. The child may have been transgender. Maybe the child was a transvestite. But we may be inappropriately charging and calling to action kids that may not even understand those definitions yet or the societal ramifications. When I, as a heterosexual adolescent, okay, wanted to start flirting with boys and wanted to start experimenting with certain bases, shall we say, I knew there was going to be societal ramifications. People might think I'm a slut. People might think I'm too fast, and then I could be myself a target because people think, oh, I may be easy. I knew that once I started to venture into the, even if I wasn't going to go make a home run, if I was going to start to venture into these other bases, there was going to be societal ramifications that I better be mature enough and I better be educated enough to handle that. Whether it involved using a condom, whether it involved saying no at the right time, I needed to be ready for that. I don't think a 9-year-old is. Apparently, the mom said 4 days is all it took at school. I could just imagine what they said to him. My son told my oldest daughter that the kids at school told him to kill himself. I'm just sad he didn't come to me. I'm so upset that he thought that was his option. Denver Public Schools sent a letter home to families stating it was providing extra social workers and crisis counselors at the schools. On Monday, grief counselors met with students and staff at the school. Pierce said she wanted to raise awareness for bullying following her son's death. We should have accountability for bullying. I think the child should, because the child knows it's wrong. Yeah, any child that tells a kid to kill himself and he does, that child should have some consequences. You can't tell a kid to go kill themselves, even though, unfortunately, this kid should have never done that. So, how, just because you are transgender doesn't mean you're gay. The definition of a homosexual is one that wants to be sexual with someone of their same sex. Being transgender doesn't necessarily mean you're homosexual. Being transgender means you want to be a different gender. Now, maybe the majority of them end up also being homosexual, but these are very distinct definitions. They're very grown-up definitions or very advanced, complex definitions. A 9-year-old boy hasn't even gone through puberty. How does he know who he wants to have sex with? He probably didn't understand what gay was. And then he felt empowered to be proud of himself for who he was and who he wanted to be, and thought that he could go to school and talk about that. I mean, I'm for progress. Having a transgender relative, having family members who are gay, I am very, very proud of the progress we've made in society. However, we still don't have the infrastructure. And the one thing I see with a lot of political extremes is they jump to these political movements and they jump to charge and motivate people to do something before the infrastructure is in place. Now, maybe they think, well, if we charge through, things will change quicker. This is a symptom of that not happening. This child was electrified to go out there and start identifying himself as a different gender and to start identifying as being gay when the child hasn't even reached puberty and probably hasn't had a sexual feeling or fantasy yet. The child gets bullied and he kills himself. We need to rethink how we are going to make change and progress. And, you know, trying to enlighten a 9-year-old can, on some ends, be very good and very positive. But this kid got some sort of a message, got some sort of an impetus to feel like he had to go and make a statement at school. Who motivated him to do that? What is he watching? What is online? This 9-year-old kid went to his family, which is good. And then we as parents, which is maybe where the parents failed, need to start discussing processes and allow him to talk about it. Now, my guess is the mom was like, well, you're 9. I mean, so obviously you're not there yet. Well, maybe some 9-year-olds are. Maybe we need to educate parents. Maybe some 9-year-olds are at the point where they can define sexuality and who they want to be with. Personally, I don't think a 9-year-old is ready. I think there's a lot of kids out there that question themselves. I think a lot of kids go back and forth. And again, if somebody wants to be a girl, that doesn't mean they're gay. I remember wanting to stand up and pee because I loved my dad. I wanted to turn into my dad. That didn't mean I was transgender or homosexual. It means I wanted to pee standing up. That's very normal for kids. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth
and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.